Welcome in here to another week of Trojan Preview on KJN, our chance to talk Atlantic football with head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks again for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Thanks, KJN, for supporting our team and following our players and all your great coverage.
Well, Coach, last week, we'll start there, a really close game there with Denison, went back and forth, and it was just a matter of who's going to get that extra play accomplished at the end of the game, and Denison was able to do that.
Yeah, you know, kind of ran out a little time there. But you got to give some credit to Denison. They made a play down the stretch there to put them ahead and get the victory. You know, I thought we had some breakdowns, especially in special teams, which we've been pretty good, you know, for the most part. And, that was a real letdown for us, just giving them that field position.
Yeah, I think what was nice to see earlier in the game was, every time that Denison would answer back, it seemed like you guys had an answer right back to them. Your team really responded well to adversity for the most part through the game.
Yeah, you know, we were, post-game, we were certainly disappointed, but I told our guys, you know, we're happy with their effort, their compete level, and, you know, the way that they fought through a little adversity and came back and made some plays down the stretch to put us right back in the game or right back in the driver's seat. So, pleased in that area, disappointed with the loss, so.
Yeah, when it came back down to the end there, you get the ball back with just a few minutes left, and your team had struggled really to move the ball consistently through a good chunk of the game, especially in that early portion of the second half. But you went on a nice, impressive long drive all the way down the field. You hit a big play there to Tyler Moen. He ends up breaking a couple of tackles down the right sideline to get your team the lead again. That was kind of one of those drives that I'm sure as a coach you love to see your team have that ability to do.
Yeah, and multiple different guys contributing, you know, of course, starts with the offensive line. We had some time. We were kind of in our two-minute drill, and, Jackson made some plays there, but multiple different receivers catching the football, and then Tyler Moen gets his hands on one, breaks a few tackles, and puts us in the end zone to go ahead. So 97 yards, you know, what can you say? Just a great effort.
Well, and you mentioned right after that, a special teams breakdown. Well, it gives them a great field position right at midfield, the short field that they have to work with. I guess what types of things do you work on especially on like a kickoff team, to try to correct some of those issues?
Well, you know, our kickoff team, and it's never one play in a game. That's what you try to stress to your team. Our kickoff team, you know, kind of let us down all week, or all game, I should say, sorry. I think they returned four kickoffs, averaging for about 36 yards a kickoff return. So that shows you it wasn't just that one. It was the whole course of the game. So this week in practice, it's been something we've stressed on. And it starts with our kicker. You know, we expect him to put the ball either to the right or to the left of a hash, and which helps out our kickoff coverage team. And if we don't get that ball placement, boy, it's really tough. It puts a lot of pressure on everybody else. You know, when we do put the ball where we're supposed to, our coverage is pretty good. So that's been a focus this week, and hopefully we can see some better things there.
Well, it's certainly unusual to see a player have such an impact on a game at the end, especially when didn't make a ton of plays throughout the rest of the game, but Cesar Rodriguez came up with a couple of huge catches for them, gets a couple of interceptions within just a few-minute period. Pretty impressive to see an individual performance like he put on there at the end.
Yeah, he certainly wasn't on our radar, didn't have, you know, any of the statistics or anything like that, you know, coming into the game, and kind of comes out of nowhere to make plays for them. But, credit to them. Their offensive line, you know, really, you know, banged us up a little bit. It was a physical game. We knew that going in. And, their kid makes a couple plays in the end to give them a victory.
Well, one thing that you had mentioned right after the game is, you know, they put a lot of pressure on you. Of course, you knew that their defense was going to do that coming into the game. They like to blitz from all kinds of different angles, and they had some success with that. You know, Jackson was running away quite a few times during the early portion of the game, and you thought that may have affected the way he was throwing the ball towards the end.
Yeah, certainly. He's, throwing off his back foot, which, that happens when you're a quarterback and you get roughed up early on. You become a little gun-shy, and it's just a natural feeling. So, that was a stress point, too, this week with our offensive line is we got to do a little bit better job protecting early on, let Jackson step into those throws. And when he does that, usually he's right on the money.
I thought another thing that was kind of interesting is both coaches before the game had talked about the fact that against either defense, they were going to have to be patient, you know, take little clips here and there, and then you're likely to hit a big play. And I think that's certainly how the game played out. Both teams had big plays. That was kind of the story.
Yeah, it was a back and forth, kind of a slugfest there where, you know, early on we got in the end zone, and then, you know, we, you know, kind of shut things down a little bit, had trouble moving the ball offensively, and then come back, you know, late in the game. So it was kind of a punch counterpunch type of game. And we kind of knew that going in with their size, that that's what was going to happen.
Well, always disappointing to lose a game, no matter how it is. But, you know, a close, tight game like that, you mentioned already that you're pleased with the kids' compete level and their effort. Certainly has to be a good game to take a lot from and be able to learn and grow from if you handle it the right way.
Yeah, you know, we told the kids, our coaching staff, there's no moral victories, but on the flip side, there's also no moral losses, and we can, you know, use what we did last week just to get better. And as you mentioned and I mentioned, you know, we're you know, happy with where they're competing, and it wasn't for lack of effort. You know, we just, you know, miss a couple tackles, but that's part of the game of football on the defensive end as far as the kickoff team, too, is concerned. And, you know, those things are correctable, and we're working on technique and those type of things in practice, fundamental football, to make us better.
Well, now you flip the page here to take on another district squad here in Winterset. They're coming off a pretty nice win last week over ADM, and it looks like from looking at numbers from them, they've been pretty balanced so far this year. They'll do some things through the air and on the ground. Of course, you're used to kind of the different style of offense they play sometimes, some of that kind of two-back or wishbone look occasionally. They're going to bring some different challenges.
Definitely. Just the multiple formations they use. They do, you know, a little bit similar to us, a lot of different formations, not as much motion, but they're going to go unbalanced line up front where they move a tackle to another side. And so that's, you know, puts a little pressure on our D-line just to get lined up correctly with our linebackers too. So that's going to be pretty critical. They got two really nice size linemen, you know, bigger than anybody we have. Black and a black, I think they're brothers, and they're pretty good looking in pads. So we've got to be aware of where those guys are. They like to run behind them, and that's just kind of a natural thing in football. When you have two nice linemen, you know, that's where they probably want to run the football.
Yeah, and they've got a nice athlete at quarterback in Casey Kleemeyer. It looks like he's been willing to put the ball up in the air. I think, you know, maybe more so in this game than any others, that secondary is going to be tested going deep quite a bit.
Yeah, and that was a concern last week. At times, you know, we were pretty good in the secondary, and at other times, you know, we need some work. So big, you know, it's a big challenge this week. Kleemeyer not only is a good passer, it's his feet that gets him going. So he'll extend plays and then get the ball down the field, and their receivers do a nice job of not giving up when he's breaking the pocket. So our DNs have got to keep him contained. And, you know, our DBs got to stay in coverage. They can't give up here, you know, if on a busted play.
Well, and it looks like they're spreading the ball out, too, as far as the passing game is concerned. A lot of different guys getting involved there. That certainly has to, you know, I guess, light the lamp a little bit about everybody is going to have to be on their best game as far as pass coverage is concerned. Those linebackers are going to have to be involved, too.
Yeah, it's certainly all hands on deck. You know, as I mentioned, it starts with our DNs. Can we keep that quarterback that likes to run in the pocket and limit his ability to extend a play? After that, our linebackers do have to get in coverage. They're going to have to play the run first on the play action, and then they're going to have to drop and find somebody. And our DBs are going to have to stay in their lanes and stay in their coverage areas because he likes to scramble around, likes to throw it down the field once he's broken containment. And puts a lot of pressure on your back end.
Well, we already talked about wanting your line to be a little bit more consistent for you early on to make Eden feel a little bit more comfortable. Defensively from the Huskies, what do you see there that they're going to try to bring at you?
Well, they're going to play, you know, a similar defense. I don't know if they are going to blitz as much, but, you know, if they watched the tape last week, that caused us some issues at times. So we're, you know, still preparing for kind of an all-out blitz type package, and if they don't bring that many, that's probably in our benefit. Our concern this week was just trying to get our feet under us at the O-line position. We had a couple guys that are out, could be out for the season. So we had to move some guys around up front, and that, you know, that's a concern. Anytime you have some guys playing some new spots on the O-line, you've got to make sure they know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's certainly a tough position. It's always hard, I think, at this level to have that kind of depth that you need to be consistent and just throw the next guy in there. But, you know, certainly if those guys have been watching and waiting, they know that this is their opportunity, and now here's my time to step up and help the team.
Yeah, we feel pretty comfortable with who we have in there as our backups, and you know, hopefully they can you know, get a few things done for us up front. We still need to be able to run the football. That's a concern of ours, is, you know, can we run the football at times, you know, consistently? And then you know, when we do pass the football, it appears we're going to have to throw underneath. Their defensive backs play off quite a bit, so it's going to be run after the catch. You know, if we throw a little 3 yard out or a little 5 yard curl, now what can our wideouts do to make that into a 10, 12, you know, maybe even a touchdown type play? So it's going to have to be a little bit more methodical this week.
Well, and that's certainly something that I think was a positive for you last week. A number of guys that got their hands on a pass and made something positive happen. You know, you have a number of guys that have the skill and the speed to be able to do that. So that's obviously something that you're going to continue as the season moves along to try to exploit.
Yeah, and we're not afraid to, you know, throw the ball underneath either. You know, take what the defense gives you. If they're giving you some yards, just execute the play. And, you know, at the very least, you get a 4, 5, 6 yard gain, you know. And at the very most, we've got guys that can take it to the house. So that's kind of been our game plan this week, is, hey, throw that ball underneath and then let's do something with it.
Well, a great opportunity for your team here, Coach. I'm sure the guys are itching to get out there and try to get a district win.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the other thing we talked about, too. These guys haven't had a district win, I don't think, in their careers, as sophomores, juniors, or seniors now. So that's something that we're focusing on here. And we're at home in the Trojan Bowl. We expect a nice crowd, and we appreciate our fans. And, you know, we don't want to let them down either. So it's been something we've talked a lot about this week in practice.
Well, we hope a lot of folks come out to support the Trojans and look forward to a good contest. And, Coach, thanks for your time.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Chris.
All right, that's Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott on Trojan Preview. That's going to do it for week number 4 here on KJN.